This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
X53 or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be chatting with Dan Watson from thelubepage.com and kind of do a basic on synthetic motor oil 101, everything you've always wanted to know and need to know about synthetic motor oil. Also coming up, we're going to finish up with Don Jones, the CEO of the Old Car Guys, who was with us in the previous hour of the broadcast. We also may throw out a trivia question and see if we can get some prizes going here on the show. If you'd like to participate via the phone, we've got a number for you. That number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Why don't we stick to that one today? And if you have any questions for either one of our guests, we would love to hear from you. Don, sorry about that top of the hour break, but you were telling us a little bit more about this Barracuda that you have back in St. Louis. So after you did the restoration,
my good friend Shot, he was the fellow that built my cars for me. And then when I went off to the war and was gone 6.5 years, kept the cars for me. And then one day he calls me up and says, "Hey, I got a line on 4 Barracudas. Let's restore them." I said, "That's a good idea. Start with the 64. And I should have said start with the 67, but anyway. So I have a 64 Barracuda, and it was titled for the V8, but I'm running a slant 6 in it. And it's kind of bronze and black. So when I get back, I'll probably put license plates on it and drive it part of the summer."
Yeah, that sounds like you'll have fun in that vehicle. No question about it. One other question has floated in here within the last few minutes. This is from Sarasota, Florida, and I believe you were in that neck of the woods just the other day. This question is from Ken, and Ken wants your advice about tires. He says that he still has the old bias ply tires that came with his vehicle. He's not telling us what the vehicle is. And he wants to know, is there any particular tire manufacturer or brand that you would recommend? It's pretty hard here with no information about the exact vehicle. But right off the top of my head, I'm thinking maybe Coker Tire.
Yeah, it comes to me, the first name and tires that are what you want for a restored vehicle or a Eurotech tire is to go with Carkey. It's another piece of advice, though. If those tires are old, please replace them with something new. I've seen this time and time again where people think that just because you've got good tread on the tire that the tires are safe, and they're not. Like everything, it becomes in an automobile or in life in general, it has a shelf life or a service life. And when you start getting well beyond its years, it's time to retire it. And please do that for your own safety sake. But as far as finding, let's just refer to them as retro tires, Parky's the guy to go to.
Excellent. Don, why don't we make sure and give out that website and that telephone number one more time.
Yes, the Old Car Guys, the world's leading source on used classic car parts. Or you can talk to the Old Car Guy himself at 314-306-7507.
Thank you, buddy. We'll be talking during the week, and look forward to getting you back with us next weekend.
All right. right. I'll talk to you then, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. It's 10 minutes after the hour. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. Well, I promised you a little synthetic oil 101. If you went to college, that's what your freshman classes were pretty much all ranked numerically. 101 was kind of the intro to whatever you wanted to study. And as you got up in your college years, the numbers turned to 2, 3s, and 4s. So we're coming in at the ground floor, and we've got an expert joining us right now, one of our great sponsors on the show, from thelubepage.com, one of Amsoil's largest distributors here in all of North America. It's my pleasure to welcome Dan Watson back to Auto World. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Hey, great to be with you, Bob.
Let's begin at the beginning here. Synthetic oil has not been around a tremendous amount of time compared to natural oil. When did synthetic oil come into the mix, and when did AMSOIL come into the business as well?
Well, actually, if you go back, it's kind of an interesting history on synthetic oil, period, you know, not just direct automotive or transportation oil, but the first synthetic oil was made by Standard Oil in 1931, okay? And they made it for a high temperature purpose industrial product, okay? And then if we come forward, we find that the next significant producers of a synthetic oil would have been the Germans in World War II. And that's because, as a lot of people know in their history, the Germans were short on regular petroleum products. And so they made, they were the first people to use a fuel in auto and truck transportation called potatoline, which was really a form of like our current alcohol that we use, ethanol. So they made a synthetic oil, which was actually derived from alcohol as a base, and it was an ester-based synthetic oil, and they used that in military equipment and also in their first jet aircraft engines. Kind of an interesting story there with lubrication. The Germans made a tremendous jet engine, but they lacked titanium, so their problem was is that they could lubricate it, but it only lasted about 10 hours before the blades flew off of it and came apart. And then the Americans and the British were both working about simultaneously at the same time towards the end of the war making jet engines. And they had titanium to make the turbines out of, but they were burning them up because they couldn't figure out how to make an oil that could handle the temperature. See, combustion turbine, you might have oil that's lubricating the front bearing in the turbo, which is running about 400 degrees, and then, about 40 below zero, and then the one on the after end is running about 400 degrees, and that's a range that there's no petroleum or natural oil that can handle that range of temperatures. So after the war, using the combination of the two technologies, of course, jet engine technology really just took off with the better metallurgy and better lubricants, and here we are today with that in the aviation industry. So that's the roots of synthetic oil is actually in the aviation industry. It comes into the automotive world the beginning of 1970 for any real production. Now, there were some guys making some, I don't want to call it, making it in the basement or in your garage, but there was versions of some types of synthetic oils being kicked around before that. But the first guys to produce the oil in any quantity would have actually, believe it or not, been AMSOIL Synthetics out of Superior, Wisconsin. And they didn't have a lot, just a little tiny company starting. The founder was a retired lieutenant colonel from the Air Force, and he had a degree in chemical engineering, and so he was trying to put this aviation lubricant technology into automobiles, and he had some successes and some real challenges. So That's a great story. Coming, so,
yeah, we'll put it in neutral, and when we come back on the other side, I want to hear more about that story and a whole lot more about AMS oil and synthetic oil in general. If you've got a question, dial us up, 855-660-4261, or send me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
The truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are joined by the one and only Dan Watson. He's the man behind the great website, the lube page, thelubepage.com. Check it out. Or if you have a question, Dan, like our friend from the old car guys, is the kind of person that will pick up the phone and actually answer your call. So he is available at 800-370-2986. Dan comes as a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. And before that hard network break there, you were telling us that really interesting story about the Germans in World War II and what they did, and then the birth of AMSOIL, a family-owned company in Wisconsin. And boy, have things grown a lot in the last 30 or 40 years for AMSOIL.
Oh, it's been tremendous. Sometimes, you know, life is more about timing than it is about whether you're the real, you know, ace person yourself. If your timing is right, you can go a long ways, and AMSOIL was right on the opening of the opportunity to see these synthetic oils, lubricants, move into more of the automotive and transportation areas. When you had petroleum oil that, in many cases, back in 71 when AMSOIL started, and you could buy a 10W-40 or 20W-50 sitting on the shelf in an auto parts store for, you know, 89 cents a quart. So oil was inexpensive. And what many people don't understand is the reason all that oil was so inexpensive is it was something that the refiners couldn't make. It wasn't profitable to turn that particular cut of oil into gasoline. So to them, it was a waste product, in the sense that their primary job was to make gasoline or diesel, maybe kerosene, and jet fuel. And so they make, you know, millions and millions and millions of barrels of that, and they make a much, much, much smaller amount of lubricating oil. So they had a good process there. They could use that leftover oil that was too hard to crack down for making gasoline and turn it into a relatively decent petroleum lubricating product. Problem is that the technology, as people listening to your show know, when it came to automotive technology, was moving just exponentially. I mean, up through, you know, a Model T or Model A back in the early 1900s, all the way to now moving into more really precision-built, high-performance engines. And today we have engines that, when you and I were young, would have been referred to as a blueprint and balanced racing engine, and they're coming off the factory line because that's the skill of using computerized lathe and machining tools that make these things just darn near perfect. And now we put turbochargers and we put blowers on them, and we fuel inject them, and now we're doing direct injected gasoline engines. So the technology has just gone leaps and bounds forward. Well, shouldn't surprise anybody that the lubricants to deal with these highly evolved technical specimens we have that we call cars and trucks is not anything like what it was in 1970, 1965, that particular era. And now, as you know, Bob, we want 0W20 oil to do more protecting highly performing engines than what we got out of 2050 oil back in 1968. So we've really pushed the envelope, so to speak, on the chemistry and the physics involved in getting products that will match up with the demand that the manufacturers require for lubrication, and yet be able to keep it at some kind of price that's reasonable for people to deal with, because you could always make a product to suit any of this if you wanted to pay $20 a quart for it, but that's not practical. So you have to find ways to make something that will get the job done and make it to a very high quality in spec. AMSOIL got into this, as I was starting in the last segment, whenever the colonel came home from, he got one of his line people on the that worked on the jet engine, or the jet engine mechanics, to give him enough of the jet engine oil that he could put it in his brand new Buick that he had. Because he thought, well, if it works in that jet engine, which he was a top-notch fighter pilot. So he thinks, if I can be up there in that F-4 Phantom turning loops and circles, and that engine's just, it must be just, my car would last forever on it, right? Well, he was a chemist, and he should have thought a little further ahead, because he put the, he tells the story that he put the 5 quarts in his car and parked his car in the driveway and went in, and when he came out the next morning to go over to the military base, there was a big streak, and there was 5 quarts of oil that had drained down and gone into the gutter on the side of the street. And what it was is it didn't, he was not thinking ahead of the fact that all of those jet engines have basically carbon metallic seals everywhere. And in that automotive engine, they had, in those days, more of a butylene rubber type seals that would hold the oil in the engine when and there was no holding the oil in. That the additives that were in that jet engine oil were so aggressive that they just ate the seals out of his engine, and he learned his first expensive point of education, which is you've got to have the right product in the right amount in the right place. And those three R's. And you cannot use the wrong product, even if it's in the right place at the right time. And that's what he did. It wasn't the right product. And so that kind of brings us around to looking at where synthetic oil has gone. Early on, Mobil came in about 1973. They brought actually a formula of synthetic oil from Europe, because the Europeans were a little ahead of us in the idea of starting to use synthetics in transportation applications. And so they brought that, licensed it, and began to sell it in the United States. And it was the initial Mobil 1. And there were problems in the initiation of these synthetics, because many of the cars in those days had problems with poorly manufactured seals and the materials. And if you went to, even today, but back then in particular, if you went to any parking lot, a Kmart parking lot or something like that, or a Sears parking lot, Montgomery Ward, you remember them, and you went down the row and looked at the empty parking spaces, they all had oil stains in every parking space because all the cars leaked oil. And they leaked oil because the seals just typically weren't that good. And so in those early days, they had some stories about people putting Mobil 1 in those cars and running into some significant leakage. So I hear your music again, but I'll pick it up and finish this thing up and cut it a little shorter so that I can get to the punchline, so to speak, when we come back from the break.
Do you want to be around?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors, Nationwide AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Yes. Yes, sir. Let me get back to where we were before that little minor technical glitch. Let's talk, Dan, a little bit more about they're always changing the rankings. Is all synthetic from AMSOIL? Are they all API certified?
API qualified.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Well, the difference is in the terminology, because it's always important to keep it straight. is that the API actually, they do some licensing of oils, and that's to be so that you can put some donut symbol and some other things on them. What people are going to notice today is that a bunch of manufacturers like Amsoil and Valvoline and Redline and a bunch of different companies, you won't always see that on every quart of oil because some of the API requirements to license the oil actually limits the ability to make the oil to the highest standard you can make it. And the license is not necessary. You just have to meet the actual performance specification that is in the table that says that it will meet like API SN rating, right? You can meet that. That's different than having it licensed by the API. They want a whole bunch of money and a bunch of quirky stuff to do that. And so Amsoil does it for some of the products, and some they just say, nope, we're not going to mess up a good product in order to just have a license thing on it. Now, we will always stipulate that every performance criteria that's required for that oil to meet, Amsoil usually exceeds that significantly in every category. But when you mention synthetic oil, we should get to some factual information about synthetic oil 101, as you mentioned before. For our listeners out there, synthetic oil is not really quirky or anything. My best example is to talk about tires as something people can visualize. And I heard you guys talking with the old car guy about bias ply tires. And many of us certainly know what that means. Some of the younger folks might not know exactly. But bias ply tires was a technology that worked well for a long time. Now, when radio technology came along and begin to take the place of those bias ply tires, there was all kinds of questions of people, well, I don't like how that tire looks. It's got a low profile. It doesn't look like my bias ply tire. But now about the only place you can find a bias ply tire is to buy them for trailers or to buy them specially for an older car if you want to. And that's because the radial tire technology is so superior to the bias ply technology that in the end, it pushed it out. Now, synthetic oil, it has a means that it is not a natural product. That's about the best definition you can give because there's kind of a wide variety of it today. But it is not something you could find in nature. It has to be significantly altered by the chemist and the manufacturers to qualify as a synthetic oil. Now, that being said, there are different quality levels of synthetic oils, and those will show up many times in the performance characteristics of those synthetic oils. And today in the marketplace, the prevalent synthetic that people can see and buy off the shelf in parts stores and wherever they go is what we call in the industry a Group 3 synthetic oil. There's group 1 and 2 are petroleum. Group 3 is what's called a hydrocrack synthetic. Group 4 is a fully chemical-based, we call it a PAO-based stock. And group 5 is an ester-based stock. And then you can go on up into some industrial stuff. But here's the point. When we're working on these automotive applications, we can use group 3 products successfully. And they're just a leap and bounds better than a standard petroleum. But the original synthetic that people saw when Mobil first in their business and Amsoil back in the 80s was the group 4 PAO-based synthetics. Now, let's not get too deep in the weeds. What we want to say here is that those are a higher performing level of synthetic than the group 3. If you went to tires, you'd say, well, over here I got a high load range, high temperature, high speed radial. Over here, I got a standard radial. Kind of looking at it in that way. They're both radials, but this one group outperforms the other. Now, Amsoil's original products, when you look at the Amsoil line, they're what they refer to them as their signature products because that's the old man, Al Amatuzio, and his signature is on the product, the bottle. So, they refer to that as the Signature Series line, and that is the premium synthetic base stock the best additive package you can put in it, and those are the long extended drain 25,000 mile or 1 year oils. They're still, for the average automotive application, they're the number one premium oil in that line in the country, not because they're the only ones that know how to make it. They're just the only ones that continue to make it. All the other companies have principally gone to the Group 3. Amsoil even has a line of Group 3. They're called their XL. That's our intermediate range oil. And that's our competition with the other guys out there for that level of synthetic performance. But those Group 4 PAO synthetics are the premium oils in the marketplace. They're just amazing. It's the same type of base stock that are used in the jet aircraft oils and so forth. They are man-made chemical products engineered to have uniform molecular structure. Now, that's about as far as we can go with the 101, terminology of getting too heavy on these synthetics. But let me tell the listeners this. A great analogy I've used at trade shows and stuff before is when it comes to petroleum oil, consider it like a cotton fiber. And when you think of synthetic, it's that monofilament line that you go out there and go fishing with. And I don't care how much you comb and clean up and make that cotton look good and even dye it blue if you want to, you're not going to attempt to catch your next grouper or sea bass or tarpon with that cotton line. You're going to use that thin monofilament synthetic line because it's engineered to be strong, stretch, and take all that punishment and land that fish. So the difference in petroleum and synthetic is that you engineer the synthetic for a specific purpose. In other words, you make it so that it will do all the things superior in a lubricating situation, whereas the petroleum can only go as far as its natural hydrocarbons can go. It's not that it's a bad product. It's just not by nature designed to handle 400 or 500 degrees. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you going to hold me around for one more segment?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that.
All right.
Just stay right where you are, Dan.
All right.
That sounds great. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, The Old Car Guys. That's the oldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard
We're live all across North America. We thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. We're joined by one of our great sponsors here on the program. We have partnered up with two AMSOIL distributors, George Douglas, who can be found at oilhelp.com, and Dan Watson, who joins us right now at thelubepage.com. Matter of fact, if you go to my Auto World Radio website and click on the banner at the top there for AMSOIL, you'll get all the contact information, and both of these guys are extremely experienced and have a wealth of knowledge to bestow upon all of us. Dan, let's talk a little bit more about some of the benefits of synthetic oil. I've seen engines that have been run exclusively on synthetic oil torn down after 60, 70,000 miles, and it's remarkable how little wear there is.
What you've got is a situation where there's a film strength and anti-wear measurement that you can do with these oils. Now, what happens to a lot of oils is they can do pretty good anti-wear until they get hot. And when they get hot enough, they start thinning in viscosity, and the next thing you know, they're just depending upon anti-wear additives to try to stop the wear from taking place. When you use a quality synthetic engine oil that can handle high temperatures, it will maintain viscosity in areas where petroleum has already turned to smoke. And by doing that, you're able to count on the film strength as well as the anti-wear additives to prevent any type of wear. It's just remarkable difference in tolerance. If you could keep these engines running around at 165 degrees like they did in 1965, and with the large tolerances that they had, and you probably could get by with that type of petroleum oil. But today we run cars consistently at between 195 and 205 degrees. It depends upon the manufacturer. That's where the thermostat's going to be set. Now, the listeners need to understand that oil always runs 35 to 70 degrees hotter than the water temperature in the engine. So if I have a vehicle that's at 205 degrees, I'm running about 240 degree oil temperature. Now, here's an alarming thing. The upper end of the normal operating band for 20-weight oil is about 240 degrees. That's 20-weight petroleum oil. So if you're running a weak 20-weight oil in a modern car, you're running it around in what's called the intermittent range for the oil. Now, the intermittent range is not like going in a minefield, okay? You're not going to blow up immediately, but what it really is an area where the oil undergoes viscosity degradation. It begins to oxidize at a more rapid rate. It begins to vaporize at a higher rate. In other words, it's out of its comfort zone. It's not functioning well there. And so what the manufacturers are doing to just help us all out is they keep raising the thermostat temperatures and lowering the viscosity of the oil. That is a perfect storm for destroying the lubricating oil. So you bring in a quality synthetic, and for example, the AMSOIL Signature Series, and you move that 20-weight operating band up to 340 degrees instead of 240 degrees. That's the normal operating band for that 20 weight. And what that means, that engine's never going to get oil to 340 degrees unless you are in the midst of a failure or you're getting ready to have a fire, because it won't get that hot. So you've now given yourself the margin that you don't have to worry about your oil breaking down and failing to protect your engine and causing accelerated wear under normal driving conditions. So this is not rocket science, really. The benefits are the oil, the synthetic oil will handle higher temperatures, lower temperatures. It will handle extreme high RPM. It will maintain its viscosity. It will resist oxidation naturally. And oxidation, by the way, is when we form varnish and sludge. So when you open up a lot of these engines that have run AMSOIL Signature Series for 200,000-400,000 miles, they're clean as a whistle, and the what they call the machining hatch marks, which are very, very fine lines that are on the cylinder wall when they machine it, they're still there. They haven't worn off in 400,000-500,000 miles of running this synthetic engine oil. So what I say about the AMSOIL product is that old saying is you get what you pay for. If you use AMSOIL and you use it correctly, your engine life is really indeterminate. Something else is going to break. I had a police department running it in the Ford Crown Vic type police cars in a V8, and at 540 or 545,000 miles, they begin to have one failure happen in that engine. All the valve springs, so it's the, rocker arm type system. All sure. The valve springs were breaking. They had been as far as they could go. They had been squeezed and expanded so many times in that life of that engine that they just started breaking. They just ended up, what they had to do was take the car off the road and replace all of the valve springs and all of the rocker arm areas, because the valve springs couldn't take the metal working of springing back and forth. They just wore out. And I had pictures of the internals of that engine. It was as clean as if it had just come off the showroom after
no kidding
540,000 miles as a police vehicle. And what makes that amazing is idle time is the hardest on engines, not driving down the road, but that stupid idle time where you get more blow-by and the engine's not circulating the oil as fast, and it's just all the byproducts from combustion start mixing into the oil when you're idling. And those guys idle those cars immensely because of the conditions. They're going to run that air conditioner. They're not going to be on a, watching a speed trap without the air conditioner on. They're not going to do that. So benefits, Bob. Benefits are, we used to talk about it as reserve. The reserve protection you have is such that in other conditions when your engine would be smoked and failed, you survived because you had this extra protection there that could get through the extreme condition. And you were able to get towed somewhere and get it fixed, get that blown radiator or whatever it was, and get it done, and your engine didn't fail. So how much did that oil really cost? And then when you look at one of the benefits that AMSOIL has is that, hey, listen, I've been driving this stuff, doing yearly oil changes, not to exceed 25,000 miles for the last 25 years. It's never let me down. So it's kind of like after a while you can truthfully say don't doubt the extended train. You may not think it's possible, but just don't doubt it, because there have been so many million miles driven with so many people running extended drains that it's not an arguable point anymore. The proof is in the pudding. It's done it over and over and over. So it's easy math. let's say you're doing 4,000 mile oil changes.
Okay.
And you're a driver that does 20,000 miles in a year.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
that's five oil changes, right? If you're getting a petroleum oil change for, I don't know, let's say $25, okay, just somewhere, it might be $30 wherever you are, but just multiply times five. So that's $150 if they were $30 a piece. So let's say you get the one AMSOIL oil change for 1 year and it costs you $99.95. Okay? You just save $50 and you didn't run in and out of off the road to get to this oil change as often as you did. Now, you can't forget to check your oil and you can't forget to do the other maintenance on your car. We all know that. But I'm just saying, if you're a salesperson or something and you're driving a lot, worst thing in the world you need to do as a salesman is start looking for a place to get your oil changed. So the idea that you can depend on the car and keep it on the road and drive it, it's my fleet's getting really old here. People are laughing at me a little bit because I'm just the kind of person that, hey, my Suburban's going strong. Why would I get rid of it? Can't wear it out. You know, my old delivery van with, going on 300,000 miles on it, hey, I can't wear it out. it's like sometimes you say with this stuff that maybe I could wear it out. I'd kind of like to get another vehicle, but I feel guilty when this one's still working and there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it.
That certainly makes a lot of sense.
You know, so this is real stuff. It's here to stay. The synthetic oil market is the fastest growing part of the lubrication market. The rest of the market's kind of stagnant. And listen, they're sending Hondas to us from Japan now. They're going to have 0W16 oil.
Isn't that amazing?
So, folks, you have to go to synthetic. 20 weight oils or below, do yourself a favor. I want you to buy AMSOIL synthetic, but buy a synthetic engine oil if you're using 20 weight oils. Don't be foolish, okay? And don't cut corners on oil. These engines are tremendous power plants. They're designed to last probably, the average engine's designed to last about 300,000 miles with relatively minor amount of maintenance unless you don't properly lubricate it. And if you don't, it cut the life in half. It's just that.
Absolutely. Just give Dan a call. You can call him anytime off air, and that telephone number is, Dan, why don't you give it out real quick for us?
It's 800-370-2986, and listen, go to thelubepage.com because I'm building content there that you can spend a lot of time, read my magazine articles, and there's going to be about 670 YouTube videos you can do there. So
can't wait to see it, Dan. Thank you for your time.
All right, see you next time, Bob.
Okay,
bye. That was not a good thing. No. He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair. Lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day. She is getting a Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right